begin another new year. Today is just about 10 days away from the new year, and I believe that it is not too early. In the new year ahead of us. Well, in the new year, there may be quite a number of us here who may be at a threshold of something in your life, something that you may be doing. But as we embark into the something new in our lives, well, do we feel a sense of uncertainty? Are we afraid because we do not know really what is going to happen to us, even as we are on the verge of the unknown? Yes, there lies before us the new year with many things that are going to happen to us in our lives. Even as we are going forth to possess it, the new year, right? As it were, possessing a new land, like the Israelites of old. They were going in to possess the land in which the Lord God has promised to them. And, well, who can tell truly what we shall find as we go into the new year? What new experiences that we will experience? What changes shall come about? And what new needs shall arise? There will be many things that we are not certain of. We cannot tell what's loss or what's sorrow and what trial that will befall upon us. What disappointments that we will face. Surely there will be these things that will come upon us. But what will they be? We do not know. But we can be sure of something. And as we face these uncertainties, we can trust and keep trusting in a loving Father to take care of us. A loving Father who will take our hand and to lead us on each day of the new year. Yes, we can sing along the way, all the way, my Savior leads me. If we put our hands in the hands of God the Father, leading us and guiding us, the hand that has created out of nothing, that opened the eyes of the blind, that broke the bread to feed thousands of hungry men and women and children, yes, we can depend on this hand to lead us on. And even as the Lord God has promised the Israelites of His caring and watching over them as they entered into the new land, we also have this similar cheering and comforting, gladdening message from our Heavenly Father. Take a look again at the text that I've read in Deuteronomy, and especially in verse 12. And it says in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 12, "A land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year." Yes, by way of application, the Lord cares, and His eyes are always upon what that we have, even we ourselves, and all that we do and we go through. Right? Here, of course, in context is the Lord God caring for the land, right, which the Lord God has given to them. But the Lord God does not care just for the land that He has given to the people to possess. Even as He cares for the land, surely He cares for us all, in all that we have, even the life that we have, our loved ones, our families, even in all the things that we are doing, in all the involvement that we may be involved in our lives. And so, yes, the Lord cares, and His eyes are always upon what that we have, even ourselves, and all that we do, and all that we go through. And note this, how long will it be? It is from the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year. Isn't it so assuring? Yes, we are assured of a blessed and good new year, because the Lord will care and watch for us the year through. Every day, every hour, we need Him, and He will be there for us, to guide us and to lead us and to care for us, to direct us. And we can be assured of no lack of anything Because all our supply is going to come from the Lord. Right? Like the land which the Israelites were going in to possess. It's a land which drinketh water of the rain in heaven, in verse 11. The land in which they are going to possess is described as a land which drinketh water of rain, drinketh water of the rain of heaven. So God's supply will be like springs that shall never run dry. And He will sustain us with, as it were, fountains and springs that shall never be cut off. There'll be no heat, no droughts that can parch God's supply for His people. So, dear brethren, is there anyone here being anxious of what will happen to our lives in the days to come? Whether how the Lord God is going to care for us and to provide for us? Let us take heart, right, of this gracious pledge of the Heavenly Father. He has promised and He is faithful to all His promises that He will never fail us. God, He does not fail us. He is a God who keeps His promises and He keeps them faithfully. If He is the source of all His mercies towards us, surely they cannot fail us. Now, note that the land which the Israelites were to possess was a land of hills and valleys also. Right? In verse 11 it says that the land whither ye go to possess, it is a land of hills and valleys. It is not just a plain land, a plain field. But there would come the people, as they enter, they will come across hills and valleys. And this is a picture of life ahead of us, if we may apply it in our lives ahead. The days to come, we will go into it, and it will not just be plain sailing, right? It will not be all smooth and plain, but there will be up and down movements. That's for certain that we can expect. Like going up through the valleys, up through the hills, and then down hill into the valleys. There'll be hills and valleys in our life. But having hills and valleys are not at all bad, actually. Right? Because just like a land which is with hills and valleys means that the hills will collect the rain, and then the rain will fall into the valley. So here it says that the land in which you go in, it's a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. The hills will collect the rain, and then the rain will fall upon the hills, and then the hills will provide the water for the valleys. And so, it is with our lives. We need the hills of difficulty as we go through life to drive us to the throne of grace, and then to go there and to bring down the showers of blessings from above. It is at times when we are really going through many difficulties and, as it were, having to climb hills that seem insurmountable. And that's a time when we will rush to the Lord God Almighty, even to come before His throne of grace and to humble ourselves before God's presence, to seek the Lord God Almighty that He may shower upon us His blessings. So the hills of life that we wonder at and perhaps grumble are meant for us, truly, to bring down the showers. It is because of these hills that we will go down to the valleys and then to plead with God, even to shower upon us His blessings. So, are we afraid to climb the hills and the mountains that we will be facing? Well, the steepness and the ruggedness may dismay us. Yes, surely it is not easy to have to climb hills and mountains. But what glory awaits us if we have the courage, right, for the mountain climb. It will be a wonderful thing if we were to climb it and then get to the top, and then it will be truly a glorious thing. Yes, what blessing we should find if only we move up to the hills of God. Those of us who have been to the Holy Land, I do not know whether if you have been there, but those who have been there, well, one of the highlights as we go to Holy Land is to climb Mount Sinai, right? This is the highlight of most groups when they go there. And there was once I went there as a student in FEBC, and yes, there was one night when we were to climb the Mount Sinai. And the first thought of it, really, to have to climb this mountain, well, I shunned the adventure, right? I'm not that adventurous type, and to think of having to climb, right? I wanted to excuse myself. But at the end of it, almost everybody went for it, right? Because all of us were encouraged to go, except the older folks. And, well, I thank God that I went with them, and truly, there's no regrets. The climb was not easy, certainly. It was difficult, it was quite strenuous. And, in fact, many times, a group of our students were tempted to hop onto a camel, right? There were some others who sat on a camel to bring them up, right? And many of us were tempted to do that also. But instead, we thank God, we press on. We press on, and on the foot, all the way, we climb up. And finally, we should reach the top around midnight, right? We started early in the evening, and around midnight, we reached up the top. And it was a wonderful thing, right? As we reached the top, and then we waited there for the morning to come. And when dawn came around 5 a.m., yes, it was a wonderful thing, right? We could see the sunrise, and what a beautiful sight. And we felt so close to God, you know. So it was such a wonderful thing. So, yes, let us be bold to climb the mountains of life, and then to be able to catch a gleam of the glory of God, and how wonderful it will be when we are up there to pray unto the Lord God Almighty and to sense His very presence, to be on higher ground, even to be with the Lord. So, dear brethren, as we step into the new year, may we not be afraid of the path that is ahead of us. Yes, the path that we will have to tread. There will be hills and valleys. Though we have not passed away before, and we are, but we can be assured, right, that the Lord Jesus Christ has gone through it. He has gone before us. He has gone ahead of us. He is a God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He will be there for us and with us, leading us and guiding us. Yes, the way ahead may be all untrodden and unknown for us, but the Lord Jesus Christ, He knows it. He is the omniscient God, and yes, He has gone through it all for us. And if it will hold onto His hand, He will lead us through it. He has gone before us. As for us, as we walk through the new year, as are the Israelites walking through the new land, as they enter it, the steep bits may take away our breath, the stony bits may make our feet ache, the hot and shady stretches may make us feel so exhausted, the rushing rivers that we may have to pass through. But all these things, the Lord Jesus Christ has gone through them all. And we can just only trust in Him and look unto Him and depend upon Him. And that even at times we may think that we are doing it all alone, right? There will be times when we think that, Lord, are you there to help us and to guide us? Well, let us realize that the Lord is indeed there, right? He is there guiding and leading us, though unseen. Let us realize that He is always there leading us and guiding us. He is the perfect leader, and He is the perfect guide, even to guide us and lead us on, because He has gone through it all. As what Hebrews 4:15 tells us, that for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. The Lord Jesus Christ has gone through it all here on earth. And He has gone through all the feeling of our infirmities, our weaknesses. But He went through it all for us. He did not yield to temptations and to sin against God. So what pain and what sorrow, what disappointments, what discouragements that we may have, the Lord had felt them all for you and me. He has gone through it all here while He was here on earth in the short 33 years. He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust, and He will therefore lead us on gently. Right? He will not make us to take one step that is beyond what that we can take. The Lord Jesus Christ, yes, He is always caring for us and helping us to able to endure, though it may be difficult. You may think that you will not be able to take the next step, but the Lord is caring and watching for us each step that we take, each step of the way. He is leading us and guiding us. So let us not worry, for either He will strengthen you, or that you shall be able when the time comes. Right? He will strengthen you and He will enable you when the time comes. It may not be, the Lord may not give us all the strength that we need for all the time, but step by step, right, He will be guiding us. Right? He will, if the time comes and we are not able to, He will call a halt and you shall not have to take the step at all. Right? So yes, the Lord is guiding us, even as He said to protect us and watch over us. And we read in Isaiah 43, verse 1 to 3, of the experience of the children of Israel. Right? Again, as we read, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee." So now as we look upon the Lord God to lead us on, we must realize that God is always there to guide us and to lead us, no matter how difficult the situations may be. Yes, God does not open paths for us in advance of our coming. Right? He does not open the path for us in advance of our coming. But He does not also remove the obstacles out of our ways when we reach them. And help is not there to stand by when we do not yet need it. Oftentimes we become discouraged because we cannot see God's long-range plan of guidance for our lives. But let us remember that God has promised to guide our steps. Right? He's not letting us to go into the new year and without any obstacles, without any problems, without any difficulties, and He's going to remove them all. No. They may be there. But we can have this assurance and remember this always, that God has promised to guide our steps. He does not guide us miles ahead, but He guides our steps. In Psalm 37, 23, it says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in His way. The steps, not long distance journey, but step by step, the Lord is guiding us. So this is a wonderful assurance that we have. As we go in, yes, in the long year ahead, day by day, the Lord will be guiding us and leading us. The famous hymn writer Fanny Crosby, she wrote in a hymn, "All the way, my Savior leads me." And in a second verse, she writes these words, "Cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial." Right? So you see, cheers each winding path. That means there will be winding paths that we will have to go through. But we thank God that even as the Savior guides us on, we can be cheerful as we go through the winding path, because He will give us the grace for every trial that we will be facing. Yes, God has never promised to keep us from hard places or from obstacles that we may face in life. However, He has assured us that He will go with us. He will guide each step and give the necessary grace. As He tells the children of Israel, "Fear not, I have redeemed thee." Right? When you pass through the waters, there will be waters that you have to go through. He will be there. You have to go through the rivers, but they shall not overflow you. You have to go through the fire, but they shall not burn you. Right? Neither shall the flame kindle you. So there will be these things, these difficulties, these troubles that we have to face. The Lord is not going to remove them, but He will grant us the grace and the strength to cope with them and to go through them all. He will go through them even with us. So although the Lord God does not open paths for us in advance for our coming, He does not remove obstacles out of our way before we reach them. Help is not there to stand by when we do not need it. Yet, when we are on the edge of our need, God's hand is stretched out. Yes, His hand is never short that it cannot save in time. Like Peter, right? When he went out of the boat and he stepped on the sea and at first he could walk. Once he doubted and he started to sink. So the Lord God did not prevent him from about to sink. But as he cried unto the Lord God stretched His hand. He said, the Lord Jesus Christ stretched His hand and lifted him up. So the Lord is there for us. Recall also the situation of the Israelites and Moses. They were caught, as it were, at the dead end, right? When they were escaping from Egypt, from Pharaoh, and, well, as they came to the seashore of the Red Sea was not open yet for them. But when they went there, the Red Sea was still the Red Sea. The Lord did not open the Red Sea well for them to cross. No. It was only when there was a need, when the Egyptian soldiers came, and then the children of Israel and Moses, as it were, sandwiched in between the commandos of the Egyptians and then the Red Sea in front. And there was a time when there was a need for them. If they were to remain there, they'll be killed. Right? So there was a time when there was a need, and the Egyptian army was upon them, and then the Lord God Almighty opened the Red Sea for them to cross over. Also, the priests bearing the ark, they went to the river Jordan. It was not open for them to cross. The river was still flowing. But it was only when they went forward, and as they touched the brink of the river Jordan, then the water dried up for them to cross over on dry ground. So many of us forget about this, that this is the way God works our faith and trust in Him. God wants us to look up unto Him and to trust in Him and to depend on Him always. And so we are forever worrying about our difficulties as we foresee in the future, as being sinful people, and we do nothing, we take no action because of fear of facing difficulties and failures. Many people expect that God is going to take away the plain and the open, take away the hills and the valleys, and make us give us a plain field to go through, to open before us, miles and miles ahead even. Whereas He has promised to do, what He has to do is to guide us step by step. This is God's promise for us, to step by step, to lead us on, as when we need it. Yes, we must get to the waters and into the floods before we can experience the promise. This is the way that we learn faith in God, to trust in Him. Oftentimes, we do not learn faith in comfortable surroundings. Many times, it is in surroundings when we don't feel comfortable. Yes, God gives us promises in quiet water. They are recorded in His Word, and He seals His covenants with great and gracious words. And we are assured of His attributes, of who He is and what He can do. But after giving us the assurance, He steps back and awaits to see how much we believe. Right? We read the Word of God, we read all the promises and of the Lord God Almighty, of who He is. And God wants us to truly depend upon Him, on His faith, on to have faith in Him, to trust in Him and to see what He can really do. Right? He may let the tempter come, and the test seems to contradict all that He has spoken and promised, that He will care and watch over us, and to guide and to lead us, and to provide for our needs. Well, it is such time that faith in the Lord has to be exercised. It is in this time that we have to look up through the storm, and among the trembling and frightening situation, that we must tell the Lord, "I believe You, O Lord, that it shall be even as it has been told of who Thou art, and what that we can do." Again, just like Peter, right? He had to go into the sea and then he walked towards the Lord Jesus Christ. And as he keeps on trusting, he will not sink. But once he doubted, he fell. He started to sink. But his trust was in the Lord. "Oh Lord, save me." And as he did that, the Lord God stretched His hand to deliver him. So dear brethren, yes, we cannot tell what sorrow, what loss, and what trial we will be facing in the new year ahead. But let us trust in our Heavenly Father. We have a Heavenly Father, He is near and He takes our hand and He leads us on the way that we will be going. Every day ahead in the new year, the Lord will be there and guiding us and leading us. And it then shall be a good and blessed new year in the Lord. Yes, may we all therefore be encouraged in the new year that is ahead, that the Lord, who is the same yesterday and today and forever, He will be with us day by day in the year that is ahead. So is there anyone still asking whether if God cares? Whether if Jesus cares for us? Well, the hymn says, "Oh yes, He cares. His heart is touched with my infirmities. So let us have this blessed assurance that God cares for us. And all the way my Savior leads us. And through the year ahead, as it has been in this old year, we can therefore be assured that we are under the care of the Almighty hand of God. The Lord cares and His eyes are always upon us. What that we may have, what that we may experience, our lives, even the lives of our loved ones, even fellow brethren, all that we go through, we can always look unto God and to know that He is there for us. And it is going to be from the beginning of the year even unto the end. So may we be encouraged as we step into the new year with all the trials and difficulties, but we know that we have a God who has gone through it and He cares for us to lead us on. May God help us. Let us pray. Father in heaven, O Lord God Almighty, we thank Thee that even as we prepare to go into the new year, yes, there will be uncertainties and many cares that we have, many concerns. There will be hills and valleys. But O Lord God Almighty, we thank Thee that even as we enter into the new year, we know that we can trust in Thee because we have a God who cares for us, who leads us on, and You have gone through it for us. Yes, Lord, the paths may not be open for us to see right to the end of the year, but Lord, as we go through each day, You'll be there, opening doors one by one for us to go through them. We may have to come to the Red Sea that is still not open, but truly, Lord, the time will come when we need it. You will open it for us, and we can cross through it, and we can truly praise Thee and thank Thee. Lord, help us to exercise our faith and trust in Thee, for who Thou art, and how great Thou art, and how faithful Thou art. Thou who hast seen us through in this past 1 year, surely, Lord, Thou art the same yesterday, today and forever, even to see us through in the days ahead, in the coming new year. So Lord, help us to step into the new year with this confidence and this blessed assurance that Thou be with us and You will care for us from the beginning of the year even unto the end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.